Information you can bank on. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
There have been major changes in how movies are delivered and viewed in recent years. Online streaming, Redbox, home theaters, just a few of the factors that are affecting Hollywood. You can watch a movie on your cell phone. We are talking about the movie business with
Tom Lason, is president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. You know, it looks like every time you turn around, there is something new that is happening in the entertainment world. But as far as Hollywood is concerned, one of the things that is happening is that, of all things, Kurt Kerkorian is interested in getting back in the movie business. 94 years old. What does he see there?
Well, I think he's looking at revenue streams, obviously, as an investor. You're looking for a bang on your buck. And the movie studios have been a very up-and-down investment over the course of the past decade or so as consolidation is taking place. And some of these new revenue streams that you allude to emerge, be it mobile, much to the chagrin of movie directors who take great care to produce images, watching it on a mobile phone, it's probably kind of a shock to their creativity, but the fact is it can generate revenue when you add that with on-demand and Netflix and Redbox and all the other channels. The consolidation that's taking place is driving revenue to fewer players, and now some of the venture capitalists that had been in this industry and sold out, some of them are actually looking at getting back in.
But in general, the way the media is changing, are we looking at the experience of going to a movie theater as something that is not going to be around for, you know, in a few decades?
You know, along with newspapers and several other forms of media and channels for distribution, the death of the movie theater has been predicted for about as long as there have been movie theaters. You know, the VCR was going to wipe them out, and cable television was going to wipe them out, and now digital media and platforms are going to wipe them out. I think there will always be room for a theater experience. And you used the word, Chris, and rightly so. That is what theaters, when they're looking at the ticket revenue portion of their revenue stream, have to look at now, is selling an experience. And I don't know if you have any there in Chicago, but there are a lot of movie theaters now and theater owners who get about 50% of the take on a movie, who are building some pretty fantastic facilities, including, you know, leather sofas and mixed drinks and valet parking. I think the experience is going to change drastically, but I think there'll always be a place for a theater and a big screen.
Yeah, I think we do have one in the Loop that's a luxury theater,
and scattered maybe around the suburbs,
in the suburbs
too,
as well. So what's going to change, though, in the production values or the amount of money being spent on movies when we can walk around and have our own personal experiences with a movie, you know, just pulling out a cell phone or an iPad?
Well, I think the cell phone and the iPad are one piece of the equation, but I think they're really the big competitor there is the home theater experience. You know, you can, I wouldn't say the average person, but a person of middle class means, if you will, can afford a 40 or a 50-inch digital plasma screen with surround sound in their front room and watch a movie for $5 or $6, which is less than the cost of one ticket now, which averages about $7.95 here in the United States, and have that experience at home. So I think there is certainly an incentive for the studios to produce good quality content, because although the location and the venue of that revenue stream has changed, there's still certainly an appetite for it. It's being consolidated into fewer and fewer players. A lot of the small studios who just don't have the financial wherewithal to do the distribution and to keep up with this rapid change are looking for mergers and new capital and some new sources to keep them propped up. But when it comes to the big studios looking for big hits, doing mass merchandising on cross-merchandising type of platforms, from toys to accessories to whatever it may be, that business is going to remain in place. I just think the location and the venues are going to change.
Tom, thanks for being with us today. Tom Lason, New Media Solutions, newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle.